This is the brief on East Africa's anti-money laundering execution. According to the July 2026 SDS Data Systems brief, nations like Kenya and South Sudan are really stepping up their financial crime policies. But, you know, here's the catch. They're on the global gray list, meaning international watchdogs are watching them closely. Having great rules on paper is one thing, but the real immediate challenge is execution. Because paper compliance doesn't stop criminals. We actually have to catch the illicit money. First, we gotta prioritize quality over quantity. Right now, there's a massive surge in suspicious transaction reports, or STRs. But let's be real, spamming regulators with paperwork is basically useless without actionable data. Like, who actually controls the money? It's kind of like a car alarm that goes off constantly, but tells the cops absolutely nothing about the thief. We really have to ask, are we measuring activity, or are we measuring actual effect? Second, we need to watch out for the hidden threat of virtual assets. Criminals aren't going to label their transfers as crypto. Instead, institutions have to hunt for behavioral red flags hidden right inside ordinary payments. We're talking about things like rapid fund consolidation, mismatched invoices, or fiat on and off ramps. Finally, network analysis is totally crucial for stopping terrorist financing. Just like crypto hides in regular payments, terror financing, like regional flows tied to Al-Shabaab, hides right in everyday commerce. You just can't look at a single remittance. We have to track the whole commercial network, from repeated beneficiaries and logistics to livestock trades and border locations. The era of paper compliance is officially over. Today's financial security in East Africa depends entirely on turning raw data into actionable intelligence.